Welcome to Lectio. Thank you so much for joining me in these moments of scripture prayer. The purpose of Lectio is not just to learn something new about God, but to use scripture to allow God's voice to speak to us so we encounter him in a new way, in a way that's personal for us. Our scripture today is from Romans 5, 1-5. And when we begin Lectio, just get yourself comfortable, distracted free if you can. Let go of all those things in your life and in your day that tend to make your mind jump around, and settle into this place where you can connect with God. Almighty Creator God, thank you for your heart of love that is always for us. Thank you for calling us to these moments. May we turn towards you, recognize you, and hear your voice. We offer ourselves to you. Transform us, bless us, and use us. After I read the scripture the first time, we'll take a few minutes of silence where you can listen to God's voice. Notice if there's a word or phrase that jumps out at you. You might want to write that down in your journal, just that word or phrase. And just kind of let that settle with you. You don't have to think about it at this point. Now, if God's leading you a different way, obviously listen to God. But the way Lectio works is you do it kind of step by step to give yourself time to settle so you can really hear God and stop hearing all the thoughts and ideas and things in our head, to begin to recognize God's voice speaking through those. So if you notice a word or a phrase and just kind of hold that, doodle it, write it down, hold it in your hand. Well, not really in your hand. Or write it on your hand, I suppose. However you want to do to kind of hold on to that word or phrase. Romans 5, 1-5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. after I read the scripture a second time, notice if there's a connection between the word or phrase that God gives you and your life. Something that you hope for, dream for, you've been thinking about, fears that you have. God's having this conversation with you. So it's something that has to do with your life. Not thoughts in your head or what you think about the scripture, but how it applies to you is where the connection comes. Romans 5, 1-5. By entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus. And that's not all. We throw open our doors to God and discover at the same moment that He has already thrown open His door to us. We find ourselves standing where we have always hoped we might stand, out in the wide open spaces of God's grace and glory, standing tall and shouting our praise. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Quite contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. I'll read the scripture first, the third time, and this time in the quiet, notice that there's an invitation for you from God. Something that's personal, His word for you personally. there's a lot of things and a lot of things we do corporately, and that's super important. But with Lectio, we're listening, we personally are listening to God's voice talking to us. So notice an invitation from God for you. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done. And this could be the hardest time of the Lectio for you, or maybe not, but sometimes it's so hard to keep our mind still. And God's been speaking to us, and we've heard him or not, but now's the time to not be talking to him and not be telling him stuff or not be asking him questions, but to just be enjoying his company and rest in his care and his companionship. So just be still, and if your mind gets distracted, bring it back to stillness. And as many times as you need to invite Jesus back into that stillness, know that he will come. gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from your inner experience to your outer experience. Give yourself time to transition between those moments of contemplative depth and stillness and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you encountered and experienced in this prayer. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.